Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jason Lusk as we talk about antibiotics and more in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, it's another Superior Video Livestock Auction opportunity you don't want to miss. The Superior Livestock Labor Day 37 sale coming up on Thursday, Friday, September 8th and 9th, broadcast live from Denver, Colorado. It'll be seen live on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Both days, the video auction will start at 9 a.m. Central Time, half hour before that Superior Sunrise. They'll be offered a total of 64,000 head, 7,200 yearling steers, 4,600 yearling heifers, 21,000 weaned calves, and 24,000 calves on cows. If you'd like more details about some of the lots that will be sold, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call at 800-422-2117. 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Labor Day Sale 37, Thursday, Friday, September 8th and 9th. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. There's multiple challenges for livestock producers these days when it comes to handling their animals the right way, treating them the right way, and caring for them the right way. Jason Lusk is an agricultural economist at Oklahoma State University. He's engaged with media all across this country about production agriculture, about GMOs, and about issues like antibiotics. And he says the antibiotic issue is a tough one and one that's going to be around for a while.
It's a difficult issue, and that's why I think it'll be with us for a little bit. The answers aren't easy, and it's not obvious how we want to do that. And I would say it's wrapped up in an animal welfare issue, too, because if you have a sick animal, a lot of the retailers out there want programs that are never ever antibiotics. What does that mean? We're not going to treat sick animals anymore. What does that mean for animal welfare? So these are tough issues. So I think that's going to be a big one on into the future. The other, another kind of big topic, again, I think it's kind of being pushed from the retail side, but just the whole sustainability issue, whatever that means. Food companies for years have had sustainability programs. If I had to be a little cynical, I'd say a lot of those programs have been mainly PR efforts, marketing efforts, but those are starting to sort of push themselves back down on the production side, and there's starting to be questions about metrics and how do we know when we say something is sustainable, what does that mean? So I think those are some of the things that when I look out sort of in the future, and especially, getting back to the animal agriculture thing, what those sustainability metrics mean and how do those things get interpreted are all going to be really key issues going forward.
Another challenge for animal agriculture, those boards of directors that bow to the wishes of animal activists.
There certainly is a trend on the retail sector to make pledges to go cage-free or gestation-free or antibiotic-free or whatever the issue of the day might be. Whether those pledges all ultimately materialize in reality remains to be seen. I don't think that's going to go away. And I think the real issue, I think you hit on it, is whether consumers are willing to pay more because these products and practices do cost more. And I think most producers are willing to adopt new practices if they can make a return doing it. Mm-hmm. I think the real challenge for producers is if they're asked to adopt a more costly production practice that they can't be compensated for, it essentially acts as an unfunded mandate. And I think that's right. The way I look at it in terms of what the concern is. And so on these boards and in the retail sectors, at least when I talk to some of these groups, I think that's – I try to encourage them to be a little bit cognizant of those. And if you want additional practices, that's fine. But you might need to be willing to pay for it to encourage that adoption. I think we can see in a lot of cases where if a board unilaterally makes a decision but they don't work with the production side of the chain, it doesn't happen. And so you end up with Chipotle, for example, having a sign that says, well, we can't actually sell you the pork we're claiming we have, because we can't find enough producers that are willing to do that at the price we're willing to pay. So all that is a way of saying, we have to, again, going back to my survey, we have to be able to separate out what people say from what they are actually willing to pay. And sometimes those two things don't always line up. And so, I think a lot of the animal advocate groups, environmental advocate groups have a very successful strategy in targeting corporations and causing some change that would have been very difficult to happen just through the marketplace alone.
Right. Dr. Jason Lusk, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show in each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. The 23rd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December the 8th through the 10th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Ron Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News Email.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.